That was On the Market by Paul Kelly. It's a song with a tenuous link with our next interview.
Yeah, very tenuous.
But it's a great excuse to listen to Paul Kelly once again. Mm. The upcoming interview is about Creators Market, which is the brainchild of Megan Luscombe, who provides a retail outlet for emerging designers, artisans and culinary wizards to sell their creations. The next market will be from 10 a.m. next Saturday at Prahran Town Hall. Megan explains to Graham Kemlow how the market came about and about her expansion plans into regional Victoria.
It's my pleasure to welcome to Travel Writers Radio this afternoon, Megan Luscombe. Megan's got a terrific idea that she's put together. We'll find out how in a second. It's called the Creators Market, and I think it's a great idea. How are you, Megan?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great. And now you've got an interesting little idea, I think, that maybe is poised to take over the world, if not greater Melbourne. But people will be able to judge it for themselves this weekend at Prahran Town Hall, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep.
Okay, so tell us what the Creators Market is and how you came up with this idea.
Well, the Creators Market is a handmade, homemade market. So it's basically a market with curated stallholders, so that are all Australian made. So it can be anything from handmade, candles, from fashion to stationery to homeware, anything you think that you could find in your house, or also edible. It's definitely something that we have at the market.
Okay. And when you say curated, you obviously vet the stallholders before you let them in.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really particular, making sure that, we're having Australian-made stallholders and obviously products that are not being imported and then on
rebadged or whatever.
Yeah, and also we don't really want anybody that's working for, pyramid scheme companies, so we don't have any Tupperware, any Sensi's or anything like that. So
okay.
It's definitely homemade, handmade stuff.
And I guess that resonates with the people who come to purchase the sort of goods that they would hope would be there, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it really resonates because the customers who are coming are meeting the maker and you get to see where your dollars are going. So I think that really means something to not only the makers but to the customers.
Authenticity is a really interesting thing with the sort of generation, I guess the millennial generation now, isn't it? Do you find that?
Yeah, I really, really do. And I think people are now becoming a lot more conscious of where they're putting their money and where they're, investing in, future products. And
right.
I think the more authentic these makers are and the more real they get with their product and their customers, the better it is.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great attitude to have, and that's obviously going to stand you in good stead, especially if you can sort of maintain the level. Now, how did the idea come to you? What were you? Were you in the shower at the time?
Oh, no, actually, I was in the car. I was driving to get my hair done with my partner. We were in the car getting our hair cut, and we were talking about a market we'd gone to on the weekend and saying how there were just too many of this same type of stall.
Yeah.
So this stall that was there in particular we went to a market and there was probably about 40 stall holders and maybe 12 of them were candle stall holders. So, and I thought, that's really unfair for the people who are all there in the same category. So for 12 people, they're all competing against each other for the same, obviously the same, client, the same business. And I think it'd be really nice to go to a market where there was an equal level of stall holders and you could get everything. So you could walk in, there was food, there was fashion, there was candles, there was jewellery, and it was an equal field. I mean, I'm a small business owner myself, and I know that if I was to have to put myself into a space where there was 12 of the exact same as me in a room of 30, I would not feel that I was getting value.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really benefit my business as much. So we came up with the idea of starting a market and we would limit the stallholders. So we would make it 2 stallholders per 30 in the category.
Right.
So it made it easier and it made it more, there was the better, possibilities for stallholders,
right,
to make money and grow their business.
Now, unlike farmers markets, you're not an outdoor market, are you?
No, we are 100% indoor. I would not even venture to an outdoor market.
No, well, this sort of weather, it's unpredictable in Melbourne.
No way.
Yeah.
I can't risk it.
I understand that. Now, the next one you've got coming up is at the Paran Town Hall.
Yes.
And it's on this weekend?
Yes.
On which day?
So it's on Saturday at Paran Town Hall from 10 till 3.
From 10 till 3. Now, people going there, what can they actually expect to find? What's the sort of new and unique elements that you've got? What's your point of difference at this particular market?
I think the biggest point of difference for our market is that it's free entry.
Yeah, that's an interesting proposition because you've got to pay the rent.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. But we make sure, obviously, we keep the stall fees as low as possible to obviously pay for our, you know, venue hire.
Yeah.
But when it comes to having customers come through the doors, we don't want to make customers pay to potentially spend more money with the makers. We want them to use that money for the makers. Because
yeah,
at the end of the day, you know, that's why we started the market, because we wanted to support the small businesses in there. So I would say our biggest point of difference is that we will never charge entry for any of our markets.
I find it interesting. Some of the farmers markets are charging a gold coin. And I guess some of them are run by service organisations, Apex and Rotary and people like that. So I can understand that. But it's almost, you sort of expect that someone's got to pay the rent. And so I probably wouldn't mind if it was a couple of bucks. But I take your point. You've made a deliberate decision on your small business. And I think that makes a lot of sense. Is there anything, what sort of stuff have you knocked back?
What have we knocked back
to
sell at the market?
Yeah.
We definitely get a lot of applications for people who import goods.
Yeah.
So basically there are websites where you can go and buy things in bulk.
Right.
And basically people import them and they may, you know, slap a logo on them and then try and unsell them as their own.
Right.
It also comes with a lot of people who, there are distributors in, you know, say Australia who sell soap in bulk.
Yep.
And basically you can just buy that soap and then you can basically imprint a logo on there.
Right.
So, you know, it's really about when we get applications, it's about us being really methodical and researching the maker to ensure that what they are saying is true.
So you've got to get your NCIS hat on, do you?
Pretty much. I like to think I'm a pretty good, you know, researcher and, you know, detective, and, you know, our application form definitely asks the right questions to make sure we're capturing the right information.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be misleading the public that are coming, and we want to be making sure that this market stays true to our values as well. So it's really important that we do that.
And how many have you held so far, Megan?
Oh, okay. Well, we started the first one in 2015 and we did one a quarter for the first year and the second year. But this year we're doing one a month.
Okay. So where are they on? Apart from Paran, where else are they on?
So we're in Ballarat and we're in Bendigo, and as of July this year, we're launching a market on the Bellerin Peninsula at Tarinda Estate.
Oh, that's a nice spot.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about that, and it's really set to be a huge market. I wasn't anticipating how much great feedback it would get and how many stallholders were interested in applying, but it's sort of overwhelmingly amazing, actually. So.
And they make their own drink too, so you'll be able to try that without any fear.
Pretty much.
No, that sounds great. Now, if people want more information, Megan, is there a website?
Yeah, absolutely. So thecreatorsmarket.com.au, everything is on there. So.
Thecreatorsmarket.com.au.
Yep.
And, well, Megan Luscombe, thanks very much for being on Travel Writers Radio, and I really wish you well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure.
That was Graham Kemlow with Megan Luscombe about Creators Market, which runs at Paran Town Hall this Saturday with free entry.
From 10 a.m.
From 10 a.m. I haven't got that on my script.
No, I know. I just threw it in. That'd be worth going to.
Oh, I think it sounds terrific.
There'll be no trash there, I can assure you. It's not trash and treasure.
No.
And there's no doilies being whipped up by Nana.
No.
I think it'd be quite interesting.
I like the emerging designers. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, I think you should get down there.
I think
I will
be.
On behalf of the team.
Okay, I'll be there at 10:45.